Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tip. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. This is Jose Lara, and I check on my account, and you guys keep charging on my account. I wonder what's going on.
All right, for me to better assist you, I would need to pull up an account. I could do so by getting your zip code.
95210.
95210. Thank you for that,
yes.
Sir. Give me one moment while I locate the account. And what's your first and last name?
Jose Lara, L-A-R-A.
All right, thank you for that, Mr. Lara. I see an account matching your name. For security purposes, may I please have you verify your address?
2241 Pyrenees Avenue, Stockton, California.
All right, thank you for that. And yes, sir, do you remember back on May the 15th ordering our smartwatch? And mini
Yes.
pods? Yes, sir. Well, we're not attempting to continuously charge your account. What it is when you first signed up, it was for a 14-day trial to try out our watch. And if you didn't cancel within that 14-day trial period, you were charged the one-time charge of the $59.94. The $14.95 is the actual warranty for the watch and the pods, just in case anything happens to them. You can use that warranty on them. But we're not going to continuously reoccur. It's not a reoccurring charge. So once that that $1,595 is the last and only charge that you're going to see. We're not going to continuously charge you for
okay,
it.
Okay, no. I nobody said anything, and you guys just keep charging, and to me, that's fraud. So why don't I just send you to you watch, and you can refund my money. I don't want that stuff. It's shady.
No, yes, sir. Where did you order the watch from? Off the actual website itself?
I was paying for Costco, and then it popped up in there. I thought it was
yes,
Costco.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we don't have control over how they're advertised. But if you were to actually go to the terms and conditions, everything that I just said would be listed out there. So you, unfortunately, we... Can you don't have to return it? There's no reason for you to return it. But if they're all sales are final and you didn't call within that 14-day trial period to cancel, we're not continuously going to try to recharge you. Like I said, that is a one-time charge because you did not cancel within that 14-day business period.
Yeah, but I still think it's a fraud. So you got charged without even saying anything.
Yes, sir. Do you remember checking a box that said you were 18 years of age or older?
No, there was no box.
Well, yes, sir. We wouldn't have been able to send you anything had you not agreed to our terms and conditions. And everything that I listed out there would be in those terms and conditions.
And where the $59.95 was joined. There was no showing of $59.95.
It's in the terms and conditions.
And it wasn't the $14.95. It wasn't in there. So, to me, that's a shyster, and it's just scam.
Well, yes, sir. We don't have control over how our merchants are advertised,
yeah,
and neither do
I
they.
I understand that. Every time
okay.
I do,
so how
every
can I help
time,
you?
I just don't want to pay that money.
It's already paid for, sir. Like I said, it's not a reoccurring charge. It's a one-time fee.
So.
And you didn't cancel within the 14-day business period. So that's why you were charged at $59.95.
You guys are just plain fraud.
Well, yes, sir. Again, we don't have anything control
yes,
over
yes,
that.
Yes, I understand. You're going to say the same
call
thing
service.
Over and over and over and over.
Because we're, yeah. We're a third-party call center service, sir. We just handle the calls for our merchants. We have no control over how they're advertised or how they set up their terms and conditions. We just tell it out to the customer when they call.
Yeah, that's why we all fucked up. Thank you very much.
Was there anything else I could help you with, sir?